Hey, special educators, I'm Jennifer from Positively Learning. Welcome to the Special Educators Resource Room. If you're like me, you're always looking for ways to save time and streamline your work. That's why this podcast was created, to give you the systems and solutions you need to get your time back. Tune in for tips, tricks, and tools that will help you manage your workload and make the most of your time. Whether you're brand new or experienced, all are welcome in the Special Educators Resource Room. Hey, Special Educators, it's Jennifer from Positively Learning. Welcome to a bonus episode of the Special Educators Resource Room. I wanted to jump on here today to tell you about a special event that's coming up. It's for special educators, it's free, and I think it's going to be really helpful too. It starts next week, so let me give you the details. If you're listening to this later after January 2024, no worries. I've got you covered. I'll make sure the links are up to date so that you can still access all of this information. Okay, it's time to announce it. What is this fabulous event? It is called the Taskbox Tailor-Made Tour. It is a free week-long challenge. It's going to take place inside the Taskbox's teaching Facebook group. I'm going to be sharing about it on Instagram. I even created an Instagram channel. It's called Taskboxes, and you can find it at Positively Learning. But the videos, the free downloads, and the conversations are going to be taking place inside the Facebook group. Go ahead and pause me right now so that you can follow the show notes and click on over or search Facebook for Taskboxes Teaching. That's our group. And you want to request access so that you don't miss a thing. Everything starts dropping on Monday, January 15th. Okay, welcome back. What is this free Taskbox challenge all about? Well, last year I sent out a survey to 25,000 teachers. Some were in the Taskbox Dollar Club, many were not. And I asked all sorts of questions, and you guys really delivered. You gave me feedback and you asked your own questions about using independent work systems. Some of you have tried it, some of you have not tried it, some of you have tried it with limited success, and you just had tons of questions that were excellent. And many of them were similar to each other. And I thought, how is the best way to tackle this, to answer it, to share my love of task boxes? And I thought a challenge was a fun, accessible way to share the information with you, but also have conversations between each other. So here's how it looks. On Monday, the first video will be uploaded inside the Taskboxes Teaching Facebook group. It's a quick video and there's a free download. Now you can watch it at your convenience, but it's really great if you're watching it in real time because then you can ask questions and participate and have conversations with other busy special educators. On day two, another video will come up. Now this one's a lot longer and it has several free downloads that go with it and it makes sense after you've watched the video. So that would also be really helpful if you're watching it in real time to ask questions because the third day, that video is going up and I'm going to be answering all of your questions. Or at least I hope to. A couple of questions have already trickled through. I've started writing them down. I'm going to wait to the last minute to record that video to make sure I capture as much as possible. There will also be a free download for day three, of course, because I'm not going to leave anybody hanging. I may have a couple of other bonus surprises up my sleeve for the week of the challenge inside the Facebook group. So who is this challenge for? Well, it is for busy special educators just like you. If you're not exactly sure how to set up your independent work system or you've tried it here and there and you know it can be better. This challenge is also for teachers who are not really into changing out centers every day, every week, every month, and they're looking for something a little bit more automated and hands-off. One more reason you definitely want to be part of this challenge is that you're looking to save time because there's so many other things that you need to be doing, like taking data or pulling small groups, and you think independent work systems are going to be so beneficial for your students' skills and independence, but also it's going to give you some time back. Now, there's one more thing I need to mention about this task box challenge, and that is that it has a special theme. And maybe you already have seen this online. The theme is Taylor Swift. You don't need to be a Swiftie to participate, but if you like Taylor Swift, you definitely don't want to miss this. What does Taylor have to do with task boxes? Well, possibly nothing, but her music is full of creativity and connection. And that is the theme that's going to take us through this week-long challenge. So be sure to join the Facebook group, send that request through so that you can get in before it starts. And if you know of any other educators who would love to participate in this free challenge, I'd appreciate it if you pass this on. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. Can't wait to connect with you very soon. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm dying to ask, what'd you think? Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. You can find the show notes and links for everything mentioned in this episode at positivelylearningblog.com. See you next week for more special education solutions.